This recording, South Korea 2, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive.
Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light when mixed form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I want to tell something about my history, how I came here at KU and studying here from Korea. In 1996, August, I enrolled myself at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, at the Department of Teaching English as a Second Language. At that time, I was doing my master's degree at that department in teaching English as a second language. And after a year of study of the graduate program, I became interested in speech and language pathology instead of teaching English as a second language. And I decided to change my major. And I talked with the ladies in the Department of Speech and Hearing at the University of Illinois and to discuss about my decisions and my intentions and the possibility of the transfer between the different departments. But they couldn't deal with foreign students who have foreign accents in their program, and that really bothered them. Because they couldn't accept other English which has different accents other than Midwestern American accents. So, they implied that it is impossible for me to get into the program, and I was really discouraged. But they told me that there might be some opportunities in California. So, I decided, okay, I'll go to California. And anyway, I finished my degree, master's degree in teaching English as second language at UIUC, which is the University of Illinois. And then I applied to the Department of Speech and Hearing and many other schools in many other states. But I kind of felt that maybe the school in California could be the only school that accepted me. But anyway, I got a letter from California and here Kansas, University of Kansas, and I was very hesitating to go to any school in Midwest because I was just simply afraid of my being foreign student in their program, and I was really intimidated. But the secretary in KU in that department was pretty nice, and so I had a kind of good impression, but I decided to go to California where I feel more comfortable. So I went to California and I did my post-baccalaureate in speech and language and hearing, and I really enjoyed the experience, and I was very encouraged to pursue my dream and vision in speech path to become a speech language pathologist and also a researcher. And after that year of taking all prerequisites to become a graduate student in the field, I realized that I can try going back to Midwest and to learn more, and I really wanted to learn in an excellent program, although it's going to be obviously hard. So I asked people around about my thoughts, and they were all encouraging me to go to harder place. And then, I didn't apply to many schools, but anyway, I got an admission from KU again, and I thought there might be some job opportunities on campus so that I can work and study at the same time with my limited amount of money left over. So I flew back, not flew, I drove back from California to Kansas by myself with all my stuff, and I'm now a graduate student at